to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting, my bad, fault. It's my fault. No one else. No one in the staff. No, it wasn't a machine, a computer, anybody. Totally me. My bad. I am here. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Justin Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. I'm trying to get a pen. I got to write a note to myself so I don't forget. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Just hold on, folks. Let me write this these notes to myself. Okay. If I don't put down these notes, I'll forget to mention this to y'all. Nice. 888-77-Jesse. And my biblical question, are you a single-minded person? Are you a single-minded person? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, of course you can podcast the show. But you got to run around early in the morning, late in the evening, late at night. It all depends on where you are because we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And so the time zones are different. If you need to podcast the show, podcast. But you can listen to the show as it is happening, no matter where you are, who you are, and what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com. What the? /JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk and Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. And so Monday is Female Monday. Tuesday, Country and Western Tuesday. I love Country Western music. Wednesday, Manhood Hour in the third hour. Don't hold me to it. I may have the first 2 hours of Wednesday, White Wednesday. Because we got everything else in there but the white folk. But then you're going to want me to have Jewish Day. And I don't know where I would put that. I don't do shows on Saturday. But anyway, so Wednesday, Manhood Hour. Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. And Friday is and always will be Black Friday. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
And the things that you do, I want to hate you, but the pump won't let me.
Hey, what's wrong with the blacks? What's wrong with the blacks? And we love the blacks. I love the blacks. And for 35 years, as a matter of fact, when I started my nonprofit originally, and still is, it was primarily focused on the blacks, to help the blacks, to overcome, to inform them that they're being deceived by the black leaders and the liberals and all that kind of stuff, to tell them the problem wasn't racism and all that, is a yearning for the father. A return to the father is needed. That they needed to forgive their mothers and grandmothers who turned them away from their fathers. And what is missing is the love of a father in every human being until you return. So the black one, you never helped us. You never helped the black. So I'm like, okay, we're going to change Open Line Friday to Black Friday so that we can help the blacks. All right, now you won't be complaining. What the? But first, I realized something yesterday, crossed my mind when I was eating my meatloaf and mashed potatoes. Oh God, oh Lord! And you know that tariff thing? Is it called tariff, Nick?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That Donald Trump is making America great again with that. And what occurred to me about that prior to 1968, at some point after 1968, manufacturing job kind of started to disappear. I remember there was a time when manufacturing jobs, steel mills, and all kind of jobs were just everywhere. Steel mills everywhere. Inland Steel, U.S. Steel, American Steel. And then there were other all kind of jobs around in the country to the point that you could just get a job any day. Really. It made buku money. The so-called middle class, though I don't support all that, the different so-called classes. Why would you want to be in a class, right? But I remember my father, my stepfather, my uncles, my brothers, everybody. My stepfather, he had 9 children. I was there, but I wasn't after his. But other than me, he had 8 other children. And so there were 9 of us. And my mother never had to work because my stepfather was working at the steel mill. And he was making buku money that he could take care of a family of 9. And I wasn't there all the time, but so when I wasn't there, a family of 8. And my mother never had to work. And every 2 weeks, they would go over to the grocery store, my mother, and she would buy baskets and baskets of food, groceries. And she never had to work. And everybody went to school and everything was fine. Nobody was hungry, had a roof over their heads, and all was well from working at the steel mill. I have uncles who have done the same thing. And then I know other people who have done the same thing. Steel mills were panned really well. And I remember when I left Alabama in 1968 at the age of 18, I said to myself, Punchy, what you going to do? And I said, well, what I'm going to do, I don't want to stay in Indiana. It's too cold. I don't like it. I'm going to go back to California. And so I decided that I was going to leave Alabama, and I did at 18, go up to Gary, Indiana, stay with my parents for 2 weeks and get me a job and then come to California. So as soon as I got to Indiana, Gary, Indiana, I went over to Inland Steel, the steel mill, and I got a job the same day I went. And I paid really good money. And I said I was going to only work for 2 weeks to get 1 paycheck. And I did that because I didn't like working in the steel, though you got paid really good and work. But that set aside. So I made 1 paycheck, and I flew to L.A. on, I forgot what airline, but it cost me $50 for a 1-way ticket from Chicago to Los Angeles. The point is, because there were no tariff stuff around, I guess, in those days, jobs were everywhere in the USA. And no matter where you moved, you know, it's that cheap airline, Jay, that you used to have to get in line before Southwest. I flew out here on Southwest Airlines, and it was $50 one way. Amazing, huh? One way. But the point is, because America wasn't allowing the company to be sent overseas and all that crap, jobs, America was flourishing everywhere. And my uncles, and they had a bunch of children, and they had nice cars. They had it going on. One of my uncles, and maybe two, but one for sure, not only did he work at the steel mill, he started his own car repair business. He loved working on cars, so he started repairing cars. And the children and the wife never had to work. Think about that. Because there were no, they didn't have to do the tariff thing. China was not controlling our country. They were buying from us instead of taking from us. And I say that because prior to 1968, I don't think generations after that know about that. I don't think they know what it's like to live in America and have jobs just everywhere. Because I think they have grown up in America where times are hard and friends are few. They don't know, they only know about little office jobs or government programs. What Donald Trump, the great white hope, is doing, he's bringing back the good old days where it didn't matter what color you are, how big your family was, and whatever, how many cars you wanted, you can have it in America because the jobs were everywhere, literally everywhere. You didn't think about not getting a job or I can't get a job because I'm black. That wasn't even on your mind. This country had jobs, manufacturers, all kind of jobs, not just steel mills and things like that. But y'all don't know about that. I just want to remind you, Donald Trump is doing you a favor. So don't be dumb and listen to the Democrats and the right-wing Republicans who don't want you to be independent and free. They want your tax money. They want to control you for personal gain. All right? So Donald Trump is doing you a favor by putting tariffs on these countries and bringing businesses, manufacturing jobs back to America. He is thinking of the people. And it will happen, and you're going to be glad that it did. You're just not accustomed to it, I think. You're just not accustomed to it. Another thing, and I need, they don't know because I just realized right now I'm going to do a quick thing with my experts. Then I'm going to get to your calls. I have a question for my experts. And while they're coming in, I want Hank, Derek, my producer, Joel Friday, he black, and the American Anchor Baby. I want everybody. While they're coming in, I've been told, and we're trying to get a guest on the show from Africa, Mommy Africa. I've been told that in Africa, you know how the white people, under pressure of being called racist and all that, gave up South Africa to the blacks. They gave the inner cities and all that beautiful country they had built. They were pressured and they gave it up and gave it to the blacks. And they said, okay, black people, y'all can have this. And we're going out to the farmland, right? And we're just going to leave y'all alone. We're going to do our thing. Don't worry. Ain't nothing out there right now. We're just going to rebuild, okay? We don't want to play with y'all no more. Y'all don't want to play with us. We're done. And so the white people went to the farmlands, and what I'm being told is that they're starting to build airports and really amazing cities on the farmland. White people know how to do that stuff. If anybody can do it, white people can and will do it. So they're building white South Africa again because you can't keep the white man down. But what's happening is, according to the report, I don't know yet, we're gonna get a guest from South Africa to explain all this to us, the true and the false. That the blacks are getting jealous of that. They had already been going out to the farmlands and robbing and killing and raping the whites, breaking in their homes, to the point that white people in South Africa put bars around their home. They put wire fences around their home, electric wire fences. They have bodyguards around the homes. They have alarm system around the homes. They have everything, and they still not protected along the roadway and around the homes. So, but the white people are starting to rebuild in the same way they're doing it in a part of Louisiana. And that's what needs to happen. White people, you just got to separate from them. It be done. You cannot please an angry person. You cannot convince a victim that they are not a victim. They have to see it. But I want to get more on that story because my country is gone in the same way and for the same reason. But I want to ask my, this is so interesting to me. It's like mind-blowing interesting. And so I want to ask my expert, am I wrong? Am I wrong? We're trying to be all that I can be. Whoa, 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 whoa. So, my experts are here. Oh, way over to my right and your left, the Anchor Baby of the American Anchor Baby Show at 12 noon Pacific time, Monday through Friday. And an expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And to my right over yonder, Joel Friday TV. He black of Joel Friday, Monday through Thursday. And though his name is Friday, he's never around on Friday. For some reason, Friday don't work. So I'm thinking maybe they need to call him Joel Thursday. And the host of Joel Friday TV, Monday through Thursday, an expert on Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And in my middle, right in the middle of everything, my producer of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, not the Fall Estate, but the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Derek, and now an expert on Jesse Lee Peterson Show sometime.
Good evening.
He's a Bible thumper.
Good evening.
See, yeah. He's a Bible thumper. He thinks he's evening.
It's evening.
He thinks he's in heaven.
And they got,
I saw that in the Bible.
But the view.
It mentions evening.
Look on this TV, though.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, because it's next.
But I like the side view. I like the side.
He's looking over there.
Yeah, I like the side.
What you doing over there when you need to be over here?
Yeah. Okay.
And then to his right and my left, the Hake Report, the host of the HakeReport.com, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time, right after my show, and an expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I have a question. Derek and I have already discussed this somewhat this morning. I noticed that men and women, especially millennials, they carry around water bottles all day.
Here we go.
Somebody told them that y'all need to be drinking water all day long. And so you need to buy some water into plastic bottles, carry them around, or get your little fancy bottles and carry them around and drink water all day. And as a result, the companies, whomever convinced y'all that you needed water all day, and also convinced you need to buy it and those special water bottles, you go over to the store and get these little fancy bottles.
Stanley.
Yeah, whatever they call it. And you walk around at the gym with your little fancy water bottles. Or you walk around at work with big jugs of water. And you have been convinced that you're supposed to be drinking water all day. It reminded me of when you go to the doctor and the doctor tell you you got high blood pressure. And then they give you medication. But what you don't know that's happening behind the scene, some pharmaceutical went into the doctor's office, and they had a brand-new drug, and they wanted the doctor to test the drug out on the patient and tell the patient they need it. And then when the doctor does that, the doctor can get a kickback from the pharmaceutical company. So the doctor making money. And so they put you on the drug, and they never take you off because they're making money. The pharmacists are making money. The doctors are making money. But you've been convinced that you need the drug until you die. I am blown away because human beings have been around forever, right? There's always been human beings that needed water, right? Nowhere in history until now, human beings was convinced to walk around drinking water all day. They were told, and it's true, that inside of us, God gave us this thing where a little alarm bell go off when you need water, and we survive by that. What happened to the human being that they allowed themselves? It reminds me of the people with the dogs. Now you got dogs in the house. You got dog bed, dog house, dog cat, dog hospital, dog doctor surgery, dog daycare center. What happened that, Joel, that human beings have been convinced they need water all day and carrying this water around? Can you imagine you walking around with a water jar all day?
Right.
Oh, in your hand.
Okay.
You didn't carry water in your skin or in your canteen where you were picking the cotton? Take a
we
little
took
swig.
It out to the field, but it was under the tree. But when we weren't going to the field, we weren't carrying no water around.
Okay,
but
so
go ahead.
So I'm going to answer a question with a question.
All right.
If that little bell within goes off that you need water, What's wrong with having that water right on your desk to drink it when the bell goes off?
That ain't the case, though.
Uh-huh.
Y'all carry the water around every day, all where you go, the water. And you walk around at the gym just all fancy with your water and headsets. And
that's another thing.
And everybody feeling bad and think they're looking good and better than everybody because they got a little water bottle.
Another thing millennials do, though, too, is the headphones. Uh-huh. Then we get into that another day.
And then when they finish with a set of weight,
yeah,
they're right. Sitting there on the weight and look at the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And people waiting to use the weight. They sitting there looking at the phone for like 10, 15 minutes.
In between sessions. Okay.
And then if you say, hey, excuse me, you got to fight them.
Don't just say, let me work in.
That's true.
What?
Just say, can I work in?
You got to fight them.
Yeah.
Especially if you're black.
Oh, you work in, bro.
But go ahead.
But, okay, so to make your point, there is right now a overindulgence in the water because it's told in, especially millennials, that millennials on a major health kick. So you got people who, millennials walk around doing keto diet. You got millennials walk around, you know, trying to be all this healthy, yoga, and they're taking the health thing too far, I will admit. But I don't necessarily think that having water, a lot of water, is bad for you. I don't think
that's not the issue. Drinking water is not bad. Carrying water around all day. A jug of water around all day. Like you got a baby on your arm.
You know what? Can I add context?
If you want water along the way, let's say that you're out shopping.
Yeah.
You want water. Go to that water fountain and drink some water from
the fountain. Well, we don't have water fountains no more.
Yes, you do.
No, we don't. That's what it is. Because everybody got water bottles.
Nobody, and if there are water fountains, Jesse, nobody trusts them.
Yeah.
Right, because you've been told, bring your own water. Don't trust the water
fountain. And
so they took the water fountain away. Nobody used them. You can't waste your money.
But see, water fountains and hoses and all that stuff were around, let's say, in your day to where...
But
when you were thirsty,
hoses are still around.
I never had hoses around.
And I used to use hoses when we were running out.
You used to use hoses?
I used to use hoses. Hoses.
That's a little too funny.
You don't use hoses anymore?
I don't use hoses.
Right, that's what I'm saying. What are you saying? It's not like you.
Jesse doesn't need to.
Oh, yeah.
No, but growing up, I did use.
What?
Growing up, I did use.
He lives in an apartment,
that's
why. What?
I did use the hose growing up. Right. But you guys did too, but except.
We never carried our water.
I know, but you guys had water fountain and now I can't even say hose.
Hose water is the best water.
But, right. But you guys always had that.
They
so
say it's
every
not
time
good,
the bell went off, you always went to either the water hose or the water fountain.
If I was not at home, because.
Right. That's
water
the same
fountain.
Thing.
But you didn't have to carry out water you hope, that you bought.
Right, because the water fountain was right across the street.
Or the water little, if you're at the market, at the store, or the water fountain right there.
Right. So then you always had it there.
But
it
my point
there.
Is, y'all have been convinced by the market, by what do you call advertisement, to carry water around with you all day long. Think about that.
But what, okay, so help me understand the difference of having a water bottle with me next to me, that sounds silver, in my bed, having a water bottle with me at my desk, right, to say, or having the water fountain across the
street.
That's
not the situation.
But isn't that the same thing?
No.
Oh.
Y'all, generation, walk around with the water all day long. All day, you walk, you ain't just have, I can, if you just brought some water, have it at your desk and drink, that's it.
Yeah.
When you get ready to leave your desk, you go and leave the water behind.
But
you take the water with you. Like it's a baby.
Come on, Joel. You got this. Come on.
When I come back, I'm just going to get a quick response. I'm going to get a quick response from our other experts. Then I want to hear y'all calls on this and whatever else. Yeah. It's Black Friday. I'll be right back.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and in doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. We have a brand new episode of The Fallen State at 11 a.m. today. Jim Vick, very interesting. You're going to love it. Jim Vick was on, and he is an author, MMA fighter, coach, and who competed in the, what is it?
Welterweight.
Huh?
Welterweight.
I can't hear you.
All right. Welterweight.
Welterweight and lightweight division of the UFC.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do you have anger?
I was a very angry child. I've just always been very confrontational my whole life.
Why don't you drop your anger?
When someone disrespects me, I want to get mad.
Have you noticed that women are evil?
Most of the men I know that are deadbeat fathers didn't have a dad in their life.
A man is the light of the world, the salt of the earth, and he's supposed to lead you out of the darkness into the light. Both your parents are black.
Black? No, no. All my black friends in the laugh when they hear you say
that. I thought the man was black. But,
he looks like Omid.
So at 11 a.m. this morning, you can be a member now, thefallenstate.tv, right there, and on locals.com. I want to go back quickly to the water discussion.
Right on.
Derek.
Right on.
Derek, my producer, I ain't telling your business anything, but anybody know you, they know you carry around an 800-pound jug of water.
Oh, man. Oh, man. You know what? Let me add some context
there.
All right. I'll add some context.
So you carry around water all day. Do you know mankind used to not carry water around, and everybody still survived?
Right.
And how were you convinced? Go ahead. Do you know you've been convinced to carry around water?
I've been convinced because, and I'm not going to promote this guy, but I have an online doctor that I look into.
Uh-huh.
And so he was basically making the argument that today's water isn't healthy. It's filled with fluoride.
Right.
Which affects the body a certain way.
Uh-huh.
So I decided, okay, what's better? What's a better alternative? So he mentioned spring water bottled at the source. So I said, okay. So I went and got some spring water. It didn't taste good at first, and then I started to get, you know, acquainted with it. And I kept drinking, and I noticed, you know, I just felt a little better.
And so did he tell you to buy a jug of it and carry it around with you all day long?
He didn't say buy a jug. You can just buy a simple bottle.
He told you to buy a bottle of it and carry it around with you all day?
Yes, but I don't like the way that you're putting it. Yeah, I don't like the way that you're putting it. You're making me seem like a nerd or something. Like a geek.
You look like a nerd with a bottle of water.
No. That's super manly. That's super manly. All right.
What?
It's manly
now. Do you know you've been brainwashed to carry water around all day?
Yes, I know.
You know you've been brainwashed?
You know what? I'll just fold. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. You're folding.
I'm just because I am carrying around this thing of water. I'm not carrying it around like everywhere, but I am carrying water.
Where you don't carry it to, other than the bathroom?
Like if I go out,
you may carry it to the bathroom.
No, I do.
You do? Mm-hmm. That's hate.
I'm not doing that.
But do you know advertisement have convinced you to carry, that you need to be carrying water around all day?
What?
Think about that. Carrying water around all day.
No.
Do you think that it's bad that they say to drink a gallon away to keep the doctor away? Do you think that that's propaganda? Lies?
It is propaganda.
I never heard that.
But,
yeah, I never heard that.
But they do say eight glasses of water or something like that a day.
You never heard a gallon? I've always heard gallon.
Yeah, I've always heard.
But my point is, I want to stick to it, y'all been convinced to carry water around in your hand all day long. By advertisement, and they're making money off you and don't even know it.
Well, you think
you're doing it. Go ahead.
Well, I can tell you why I typically, in the back of my head, I didn't always do it because I didn't care too much to do that gallon thing, but it's always in the back of my head that the best way to get the healthiest way is to drink a gallon of water a day. So that's always in the back of my head. So then when I start drinking more water, it's justified by that memory.
You don't need a gallon of water today, buddy.
Yeah, you don't need
it. That's ridiculous. Yeah. That's a lot of water.
But it clean out your system, right? You go pee more, so all your little fluids and stuff go out.
James, you made a good point on this
one day.
You
clean your system. Do you know you've been convinced to carry water around all day?
By my father.
What father?
My father on earth and in heaven.
Your real father on earth?
Yep.
He told you to carry bottles of water around with you all day?
No, he didn't say that. But they're not making money off of me.
Who?
I don't buy water.
Oh, that's for sure.
I'll put water in any jug that I want.
Yeah.
And I'll get you guys irritated at me because I'll use the creamer thing. The creamer's empty. I'm like, I don't want this creamer to go to waste. And it's a perfectly good container, so I'll put water in it.
Oh, great.
And it'll be like sweet water. And so I...
One morning I came into the office, and I got a cup of coffee, and I saw the creamer over there on the shelf, not in the freezer. I'm like, oh, I wonder who left the creamer out. I went over to the guy, and I poured it in my coffee, and I drank it, and take that more water.
And now he hates that brand.
I'm like, what the?
And now we can't buy that brand.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that cup was getting recycled by James.
Put water in the creamer.
I rinse out my Rockstar and Monster cans.
Oh, man.
I drink the water. Because then it's not sticky and attracting ants or anything.
Do you know you've been convinced to carry water all day, drink water all day?
By my knowledgeable doctors, because I've had physical issues since high school.
Right.
Sometimes from not drinking
enough
water.
So you got a reason to do it. You're sickly.
Yeah. I'm a sickly child. Or was. Not a child anymore.
But do you see the point that commercials, advertisements have convinced this generation of people to walk around with water in their hand?
Yeah, totally. It's so trendy and phony.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they buy the fancy water and stuff.
And then at the gym, the guys be all drinking the water.
At the gym, I may take a water bottle to refill it because it's empty and I like to have water bottles in my car.
Right. Mm.
And so I'll refill it, but I use the drinking fountain when I'm at the gym or whatever. And you'll be proud of me. I even started, instead of taking a water bottle to walk on the beach sometimes, I'll take an apple and a cucumber and stuff. And I'll get my water that way if I get thirsty.
Okay, can I jump in? And
I didn't want to get to that.
Okay. Okay, if Hake drank it because he had issues, he was sickly.
Right. But he's not buying it or anything either.
Right. Then shouldn't we drink it to avoid being sickly?
No.
Why not? Because he's drinking it to help him.
Commercial got you doing that.
I went overboard with it, though. I think I was going way overboard with it. I was getting up every hour.
There is something in you will let you know when you need water. You get thirsty. It's called thirsty.
I'm just
my mother told
in,
me
I'm
to
just
start drinking
in,
like
devil's
cranberry.
What?
Because my mother started telling me to get cranberry because she thought that I was going to the bathroom so much. She thought that I had an infection or something.
Where
I couldn't hold it.
I have a friend of mine who work out, and he always buy these little fancy bottles. He goes over to the store there, buy these little fancy bottle of water, and he's all proud. He be showing off to his little fancy bottle. I'm like, so you went and paid for a fancy bottle of water that now everybody going to see your little fancy water bottle, and you think that this is normal. You think this is a good idea. Well, you're supposed to drink water all day. No, you don't. Did she make your point?
I'll come back after Anchor Baby.
Anchor Baby.
What's funny about your friend with the bottle is he's expressing himself.
Uh-huh.
And that's a huge industry. That's huge. It's Stanley, all these personalized water bottles. If you're not buying the water, if you're getting the water free, you're buying the water bottle. It seems like Hake has broken the matrix and avoided both of those.
Yeah.
And Joel, I really think he optimizes for health. And, like, look, he's like a physical phenom or whatever. But there is something about the culture. I didn't quite catch it till you mentioned it. But
and do you carry water around all day?
I don't. I think my body's from the old school. My mind is messed up, but I don't drink water. I don't do anything.
Oh, nice.
I beat my body up, but I'm fine.
One out of 1,000.
He said, Derek said that I brought up a good point last time. I don't know what point I brought up last time.
About
what
eating fruit.
Oh,
as a way of
getting your
Okay, but I want to just mention that there are people in this world who don't like water, don't like the taste of water or whatever, and I have a family member who's one of them, and their excuse of not drinking water is to say they don't like water, and they say that they don't need water. But is there a chance that because you, like, let's say a person drinks soda all the time or juice, that they don't necessarily have a craving for water because they crave something else? So in their mind, they're saying, oh, well, my body just doesn't need it because it doesn't crave it. No, maybe you've just been conditioned for so long to have juice and sweet and whatever.
But my point is, y'all been conditioned to believe that you have to carry water bottles around all day, and you think it's your own idea now.
Water's the most profitable beverage.
What?
Water's the most profitable beverage of all time.
It ain't about water. Hey. It ain't about if it's good to drink water or not.
I know.
It ain't about any of that. It's about y'all have been convinced to walk around with boiling water in your arm.
Okay.
All right, and so, you think it's your idea. You know what it reminds me of? I heard the story. There was this little small town, very small town, and they had this tradition of hanging up a photo in their businesses and in the front line and stuff like that, right? And everybody in this small town was hanging up this picture, this photo on the wall. And then finally a stranger was passing through the town, and the stranger wondered, oh, I wonder what this picture is all about. Who is this and why everybody seemed to have one? And the stranger started to inquire about the picture. And so the stranger went into the store, and the stranger asked, I noticed you all have a photo on the wall. Who is it and what is it about? And the owner would say, I don't know. My grandparents did it. They always put a picture up, so we did it too. And then they would go down to some through the neighborhood. What passes through? And he was, I noticed that you guys have this photo on the wall. Who is this and what is it about? And they're like, I don't know. My neighbor had one up, so we put it up too. And no one knew why they had the photo up. But they thought it was their own idea, and they did it. And so the stranger was like, I got to find out what this picture is all about. And the stranger went to the library and did some research and found out that long time ago that there was some type of suspicious of evil in the town, right? And somebody put a picture up saying that this picture would fight off evil. It didn't, but that was what people thought. But it went on from generation to generation, and no one knew that they had been brainwashed. They thought it was their own idea to put the picture up.
Yeah.
That's what they've done with y'all with the water.
Well, that is a perfect example.
That, you think it's your idea.
Well, I will agree.
That you put you carry the water around.
I will agree that the trend of water today that's a perfect example of it.
Yeah.
There is a trend of drinking water today, just like there's a trend of yoga and a trend of all these health things.
Yeah.
So that definitely is a part to play.
And the company making buku money off you. They don't want you to know that you could do what Hate do, go to the water fountain at the gym and get some water. Take you to the bottom with you and get some water or just drink from the fountain. They want you to buy that water. They want you to carry that water around. They make money off you that way, but you think it's your own idea.
Yeah, they pretend like it's healthy. Sometimes people overdo it too.
Uh-huh.
No. I've explained it's not my idea. I got this information from a doctor online.
And you let the doctor convince you to carry. I've been subscribed to for a while. And the doctor told you to carry out a bottle of water, big bottle of water with you all day long.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to do it all day long. That's stretching it. You don't have to do it all day long. But like you said, if you're going out in public, you don't have to bring it. But if you're in office or if you're at home.
Do you carry it out to the public with you?
No, I'm not. I'm not like that.
I think you kind of have to. A wise person would have keep water in their car, I think. Because say you get stranded, the cowboys always carry the canteen on the prairie. And
we
the
ain't the
dry
cowboy,
gulch.
Buddy.
Well, sometimes you have to be.
The cowboy didn't have water fountains.
Sometimes you get caught in traffic.
And where'd they get the water from? Where'd they get the water from?
Hank bit the bug, too. Yeah. But I bet you if we look at Hank's car right now, there's two Monster energy drinks filled up with water.
I wouldn't put it past.
Yeah.
Also, I noticed at the gym, and then I got to move.
Right.
At the gym, the young people are so brainwashed, they told you to wear headsets at the gym.
That's for sure.
They told you to drink your water at the gym.
Yeah.
They told you to, and now people, what I see is like the guys walking around real fast, and then they have the headsets on, the water bottle, and they're dancing.
Oh, yeah.
At the gym.
Do you know why they do that?
And then they sit on the weight when they're down and watch the thing. And then the women walk around with big, fake butts. And they're doing the same thing with the butts. Not only that. They over there, the butts are over here.
No.
And then you got their...
That's a big shame. With the ladies, they do all day at the gym, they're at the squat racks. Squat racks are always full. You never get a chance to use it because they're at the squat rack.
You should just go over there. You know, okay, we see your butt. Move.
I mean, that's where they should be, right?
But if my point taken at all that you've been brainwashed and you think is your idea, Nick, is that point made clearly that you've been brainwashed and you think is your idea?
Yeah, I think we've all been somewhat. I think we're all, everybody here is somewhat affected by that.
Uh-huh.
Just to a degree. I think they're freer than you think. We're freer maybe than you think. But I think I even see that in myself somewhat, like wanting to hydrate. And I heard that my whole life.
It becomes a compulsion.
But
it could be that.
I'm down with water. I'm down with that. No one can convince me otherwise.
So the point is not about whether you should drink water or not.
I'm trying to say that.
The point is advertisement have convinced you to carry water around, and now you think it's your idea.
And you're saying it doesn't need to be attached at your hip.
Yeah, and women tend to be followers, but males are becoming just like the women now.
Absolutely, just like a female.
Wait.
So trendy.
Before we get off this, I just confirmed, all right, I don't carry this water around in public.
Right.
I do it while I'm in the office or I'm at home, all right?
You carry the water more than
carry this water around. Like you make it seem. You know, I'm not a freak. Now, what James does, that's freaky. What? Who takes cream, fills it up with water, and says, I could probably get some sweetness at the bottom. What?
It's like taking hot sauce bottle when your hot sauce is almost out.
Yeah.
You put a little water in there.
Put a little water. James, do you do that?
Oh my. I do that.
I saw that. Ghost pepper was wasted. He finished off the whole ghost pepper bottle. Although I don't know, I can't really imagine putting water.
My point is well taken. I think right now you understand the point.
Yes.
What's the point?
That we've been brainwashed. It's made it into like a cultural thing. It's not really about the water. It's like a money thing.
And they can make you think it's your idea.
That's what it is.
It can make you defend the idea of it because you think it's your idea. Isn't that amazing?
I mean, yeah, it's kind of like with politics. You'll see these people repeating and justifying their crazy idea, supporting the LGBT, the transgender thing, for example.
It's like the people that are destroying Teslas. They really think it's their idea.
Yeah.
They think they're doing it because they want to save America. Somebody told them to go out there and protest, and this is the reason you're doing it. And they now believe it's their idea.
My grandparents didn't drink much water, but my dad read this book about we need water in the 90s.
Yeah.
And he kind of learned his lesson about not drinking enough, but he was like very concerned for like his parents because they would just have like a little orange juice in the morning. But they lived until their 80s, 90s.
Mine too. My grandparents lived to be 90. Miss Short was 110.
Yep.
I think Hunda. Well, my aunt, her daughter,
Honda?
Hundunk. Ain't Hundunk.
Hundunk?
And she had a daughter named Mur. And I'm not joking. For some reason, it sounds
funny. How do you spell these names?
They all lived to be 90, 100, yeah. 110. And they didn't drink water all day.
What they eat?
But
they have to farm?
Nobody convinced them to carry around water. It's the point taken about the carrying of the bottle of water.
Yeah, I understand.
What is
point.
The point?
The point is that today it's been advertised to overdrink water and carry it around all day, and then a lot of people aren't doing it to necessarily be healthy. They're just following a rule.
And the people that convince you to do it are making money off you.
Yeah.
No, they think that it's
you
for
are
health.
Advertising.
Right.
You're a walking billboard.
Right.
And that's what you are. A walking billboard. You're a walking billboard. Everywhere you go, they see that water. Now somebody else is going to get some water.
And there's 1,000 different types of water.
Yeah. And water bottles and everything. Yeah. It's a point clear to you.
All right. I see the point.
What's the point?
That we're brainwashed to, to buy these bottles of water, but I'm not brainwashed. I'm just going to keep pushing that. You know, I do this for health reasons, but...
He thinks he feels better drinking this special water.
I know. Yeah. He was telling me this morning how special this water. This is aquamarine.
My pineal gland is open.
So it's the point.
I see the point. I see the point. Yeah. And I've been brainwashed to fashion in a sense, so yeah, I can relate that to your idea with the water bottle, but I don't agree with the water bottle thing. For some people, like, we should really be going after people who are purchasing these Yeti cups and these Stanley cups and stuff like that.
It's no different than another kind of cup to carry your water bottle, make sure everybody sees it.
See.
Your advertising billboard. Jay, what point am I making?
That you're doing stuff that's not necessary.
And you don't even know you're doing it. You defend it. And you think, eventually think it's your idea.
Yeah, it's a point of, like, pride. And it's like a false pride in learning about health and all that stuff.
Amazing.
And people defend it and get defensive about it and act like you're so ignorant. But meanwhile, it's not like you're not drinking enough water.
And to close it out, that's what thoughts do to human beings. Thoughts make you do wrong, and then thoughts make you think it's your idea to do wrong. You're like, why did you do that? I wanted to. And you think it's you. You defend the lie. Let me go to Pam. Pam, a first-time call out of North Carolina. Pam, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Pam.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm calling you about a question I have. I've just started listening to your show a couple of months ago, and I'm doing the silent prayer. I'm staying.
Pam, hold on for me. Don't hang up. Hold on. Let me take a quick break, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. 888-77. I want you to realize that you've been brainwashed and you don't know it. And then you convince yourself that everything you're doing is your idea, and it's not. 888-77, Jesse. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. 2 more hours to go. It's Black Friday. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's his nature.
Commie Nonsense Network is agreeing with our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, about the auto tariffs because it's good for the environment. More if cars are more expensive, people may go to buses and trains, which would save money and the environment, they say. Terrible. And the so-called Supreme Court is forcing our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's administration, to try to bring back that illegal alien who was mistakenly deported back to El Salvador into that prison. What a mess. And that sightseeing helicopter, it crashed over into the Hudson River, killing 6 people, including the pilot and a family, a Siemens CEO type of guy, I don't know, whatever, something. It's terrible. This is the end of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Black Friday. Get it off your chest day, by the way. April 11th, AD 2025. Hang tight, callers and viewers. JLP will be right back to your calls, more great stories, and your super chats. We do see them from yesterday and today. But first, it is Hake News, Not Fake News. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports President Donald J. Trump, his 25% tariffs on all vehicles shipped to the United States are expected to raise car prices by thousands of dollars. If people can't afford to pay more, will they opt to take the bus or train instead? Doubt it, but some may. Some may. Doing so could reportedly, according to them, save Americans, so-called Americans, more than $13,000 per year and benefit the environment. So now they're pro-tariff. Nice. And the deportations. The so-called Supreme Court ruled on yesterday, that the President Donald J. Trump's administration must facilitate, quote-unquote, the return of a so-called Maryland man, an illegal alien who came in under Obama back in 2011 from El Salvador with his mom. He was 16 years old at that point. A grown young man, right? Basically, that's what that is. Who was supposedly mistakenly deported, righteously, in my opinion, to El Salvador. The high court did not say the administration was required to return Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia to the United States, nor did it give a deadline for his return. Nice, because that evil judge wanted him back by the 7th or something like that. Abrego Garcia was deported March 15th after being in here illegally since 2011. And he's being held in a notorious CECOT mega prison, even though a so-called immigration, so-called judge barred his deportation years ago in 2019 over supposed concerns about his safety in his native country because of all the gang problems. Like, that's our problem. What a mess. The Trump administration has conceded in court filings that the sheet metal worker and father of 3 illegal alien was deported due to an administrative error, so-called. I don't know if that's the real truth. They may not be telling it accurately, but they may. But the administration claims they cannot get him back because he's in Salvadoran custody. I guess there's no I in Salvadoran. Whatever. So we'll see what happens. A sightseeing helicopter crashed into the Hudson River off of the New Jersey shoreline on Thursday afternoon yesterday, killing 6 people, including 3 children. Agustin Escobar, a Siemens executive from Spain, and his family were just 16 minutes into a sightseeing excursion above Manhattan when the aircraft suddenly dropped from the sky and slammed into the river upside down. Whew, terrible. The pilot, of course, also perished. Cause of the crash, under investigation. I remember taking a little tour over Portugal down in San Pedro. I'm glad my helicopter didn't crash. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2.
Thank you.
had to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5-3-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question: are you a single-minded person? Are you a single-minded person? Is you a single-minded person? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And no matter where you are or what you're doing, you can always listen to the show as it is happening. You can podcast. But you can be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad, no matter where you are, picking cotton, collard greens, cleaning your collard greens in the bathtub, like Camilla Hair did. Whatever. You can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. And we take all calls about all subjects. But Fridays is, and now will always be, Black Friday. This is how Black used to be, Black folks. They weren't all messed up like before, like now. Now
here I love the Blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards Black people.
Be Black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I just, like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey.
What?
What's wrong with the Blacks? They're angry, and they're lost. And they're angry not at the white man, but from home, their mothers, and they're yearning for the fathers. I want to go quickly back to Pam, a first-time caller out of North Carolina, and I put Pam on hold because I had to take a break there. Pam, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Pam.
I have a question for you. Okay. I want to ask you a question.
Ask.
I just started watching you a couple months ago, and I'm really infatuated with everything. I'm learning a lot. Thank you so much. But my question is, I felt bold the other day, so I was telling my sister, all thoughts are all lies all the time. And I haven't told anyone a whole lot about anything except for maybe, would you do the silent prayer? You know,
right.
People will or they won't. I don't try to push it. But then my sister says to me, that's not true. And I said, well, sure it is. You know, Jesse Lee Peterson said it's true, and I believe it's true. So she says, well, what about if I'm riding down the road and I see a woman wearing a pretty dress and I think that's a pretty dress? She says, why is that, you know, a lie or a thought or what is it? You know, is it a bad thing? I don't get it. So I didn't know how to answer the question. And I've been trying to call you since 5:30 this morning trying to get an answer.
But that's still just a thought because another person or the person in the car with her can see the same dress and say, wow, that's such an ugly dress. It's still a thought. And that's what she got in her mind, and she's being influenced by that.
She's being influenced by the dress.
Right, and the idea about the dress.
Yes, and it's not a good idea to be influenced by a dress, is it?
Right. Why not just look at the dress and not think of it as being beautiful or not?
Right.
It's just a dress.
It's just a dress.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
And so,
I think.
And so, but don't worry. If you stay with it, Pam, it'll become clear. You're on your way. You have seen a little light that what I'm saying, it makes sense. Some things make sense to you. And the spirit that causes it to make sense is allowing you to start to see by the light, and you will overcome the darkness of your imagination. Don't try to figure it out. It will become clear.
Well, it was clear to me, but I just didn't know exactly how to explain to her because I felt like, why would you think the dress was pretty? That thought to me was not a good thought.
Right. It's just a thought.
Think that things are pretty and to admire them is not a good thought, right?
Absolutely.
Is that what I was thinking? That's what was clear to me.
100%.
Okay. Well, I now know how to answer the question, but I wasn't real sure because, you know, I just wanted to be sure before I answered it, but that's the way I felt. It may not be, you may not see it as a bad thing, but in reality it is because you're admiring it. Is that the fact?
And as soon as you admire it, you want to go buy it.
You want to go buy one, yeah. Right. It's influencing you to want to do things. And she has a whole closet full of clothes.
Yep.
So apparently, you know,
The clothes say, look at me, I'm so beautiful. Get you one, you'll feel better. You look pretty. And the men and the world would think you're beautiful. She's been influenced and she doesn't realize it.
Right, right. That's what I thought, but I wanted to be sure of that before I said that.
But don't argue with people. Don't try to prove the truth to anyone. The worst thing you could try to do is prove the truth. You just live it. You be an example. Never try to prove the truth. Because once people believe a lie, it's impossible for them to see the truth unless they want to. They have to invite the truth to come in.
So a thought may be, it could be, as you would think, a good thought. But in reality, it's not. In the long run, it can come back and get you. So that's what I was thinking when she asked the question. But also, I did the 15-minute prayer the other day. I was running to work, and I thought, oh, I didn't do my prayer. So I set my car, and I was like, 7 minutes I did it. And as soon as I did the 7-minute prayer, Jesse, the thought came to my head. And you know what it said to me?
What's that?
That wasn't long enough. It won't work.
Yep.
I got to work. Everything went smooth. Everything I want was at my fingertips. My day was perfect, and the 7-minute prayer was bam, it was right on time. Thank you, Jesse.
Absolutely. And I want you to know, from this point forward, you need not obey. Do not obey thoughts. You see them, do nothing about them, don't argue with them. You need not obey. Don't obey thoughts. You're not required to.
And they are getting very few and far in between now, so thank you.
Absolutely. Amazing.
It's working. It's working. It's amazing. You're amazing. Keep spreading the word. And I understand about the Black Friday. I do know about, you know, the blacks. And thank you for helping me with the racist issue. I feel like now that I can understand my relationship better, you know.
And what's wrong with the blacks?
Anger, just like you said, it's just anger.
Yes.
And it's directing to the wrong people. It needs to be, all that energy needs to be put into something good. And hopefully this show will help to do that.
Right on.
I know that other people are being changed by you. So thank you.
You're welcome, Pam. And stay with it. Stay with it.
Stay with it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Right now. Amazing. I've said to white Americans, now there are black men and women, and I'm a witness to this, who are now realizing, you know what? I got to drop this anger. How did I become so angry? What good has it done me to be angry? And they heard about forgiveness, but they didn't know they need to forgive their mama. they didn't know that they had become like what they hate, that the anger came from their mothers and grandmother. They just didn't know because they've been told that grandma and mama are queens and they can't do any wrong. They can do no wrong. And because they haven't believed that grandma and mama can't do wrong, grandma and mama destroyed everybody and everything. Everybody and everything. And so they hear me say and others, forgive your mother and God will forgive you. Forgive your grandmother and God will forgive you. And they're like, what the? That's all it took? Just one look? That's all it took. Just one look. Just all it took. Just one look. That's all it takes, right? And so they're starting to forgive. But white people, I warn you, my country is not going to get better. Now, you can get better in the country from within. You can start living from within and have perfect peace in spite of what's going on out there inside of others. But black people hate you. And they blame you for everything. Everything. They're losers. And losers feel like victims. And the victims are going to blame everybody else for the way that they feel. And they'll say, well, you make me feel this way. And you can't convince them. I don't have anything to do with your feelings. What the? And you can't convince them that the feelings inside of them, everything that is happening inside of them. It ain't happening out there. You can't convince them. It's like the water bottle. The people who carry the water bottles around all day, they've been convinced it was their idea. And like the people with the dogs, they now take dogs to the hospital, to a dog doctor, surgery. Somebody told me the other day they're about to pay, I think, $60,000 for, or $6,000, I may be wrong, for a dog surgery. Think about that. Who convinced that person to do that? I'm like, put that dog outside and let Mother Nature hear that dog. It will cost nothing. But they have been convinced that's what they want. You cannot convince an angry person that it wasn't their idea. And so you're never going to be able to convince the blacks that you had nothing to do with their anger. And that's happening with the whites to the Jews now. I'm stunned. Well, not quite stunned. A number of white people who are blaming the Jews for their problem. The Jews control everything, they say. Like the Jews have something to do with them being losers in life. They're feeling like victims in the same way the blacks are feeling about the whites. And you can't convince them. Okay, if the Jews own Hollywood and you don't like it, start your own Hollywood. What's wrong with you that you got to sit back and look at the Jews create Hollywood and you won't go and do your own Hollywood? You're going to sit back and criticize. Think about that. You have the power to do whatever you want to do in life. It's up to you. But you got to take control of your own life. And the blacks are out of control with anger. You can't trust the blacks. Example number one. And blacks are very dangerous in society, too. And if you really, really think about it, due to the anger and the lack of ability nowadays, it wasn't like that prior to the Civil Rights Movement. I got to say that. I was around. It only happened after the Civil Rights Movement, during and after the Civil Rights Movement, when the blacks were told it was somebody else, it's the white man. The blacks didn't even know that the white man to hold them back prior to that. Prior to this, Martin Luther King and all those crappy people. Blacks didn't know that they were not in control of their own lives. Isn't that something? But they believed a lie. And then once they believed that lie, they truly believed that they came up with this idea that it was a white man, and you can't convince them that it's not. And as a result, my country is gone. Here's a video of a passenger pointing her gun at a driver who appeared to not have a clue she was brandishing a firearm. Watch this on X.
Damn. He's laughing, girl. Get her. You better be playing, girl. You ever heard of Columbus, Killiam, or what they call it?
Columbus.
Columbus.
Columbus,
you never heard of Columbus, Georgia? Columbus, Georgia?
No.
Oh, okay, you don't learn about it. We don't get to the beach.
See how wicked that is? That's evil. And the blacks have been allowed to get their way because no one correct them. White people are afraid to correct evil with perfect love. And this is what you have right now. This is what how that female, the attitude of that female in government. What's her name? She's all loud and nasty.
Jasmine
Crockett. Cricket. And the driver got to put up with it. He doesn't have to. The lady's smoking in the car and everything, it appears. Here's an example of a store owner who stopped a shoplifter. Ed, let me tell you, this is so evil. They're recording it, laughing about it, and somehow or another is on the internet, and they have no fear of repercussion. She has a gun on the guy, it appears. The DEO or the DEI need to go over there right now, find them both, and lock them up. And they will never do that again. Here's another example. Store owner stopping a shoplifter in New York by blocking the door until she paid. Watch this for Max.
My son is
go pay. Over there. Go pay. I'll let you go. Go pay.
You sure?
Go pay. I'll let you go.
I will pay, mister.
Go pay.
Please. I will pay.
Go.
How
go.
Much is it?
Go pay.
No, please.
Go get those items and go to the
no, you're gonna lock me up.
No, go.
You promise.
No. You're wasting your time.
It's okay, I'll just pay.
No, no. You're wasting your
can
time.
Can I just go pay?
Go,
pay.
Go. I'm taking everything when you pay.
I will pay now.
Okay, go pay. Get the items. What are the items?
Amazing, huh? This is black excellence. Black excellence. This is what black people call excellent now. And if you are white or something and you complain about it, disagree with it, you're racist. You're Uncle Tom. It's nothing for black people to go into stores and not pay anymore. Isn't that amazing? Why do you have to tell a customer you need to pay? Why do you have to tell a customer you need to pay and lock the door to make them pay? It's a spiritual battle. It's a battle between good and evil. In South Africa now, white people, they gave up a beautiful area of the city, inner cities, to the blacks. And they have destroyed it. In the same way these black girls in that car and this black woman not wanting to pay. And I want you to see you to see an example of what black mothers and grandmothers are doing to their children. And when they go out in the streets and they do things like this, you wonder why you like that. They've been set up to be that way. They've been recreated in their mother's and grandmother's image. That's where they come from. And if you don't get them to see that so that they can forgive their mothers and grandmothers, it's just going to get worse. The next generation will do the same thing and even worse because evil get worse inside of you and outside of you, inside of others, if you don't correct it. Here's an example. What mothers, black mothers and grandmothers are doing to their children, and it has nothing to do with white people at all, period. Police released footage that is going viral of a grandmother speaking with her 15-year-old grandson in an interrogation room before he was sentenced to 35 years in prison. Well, he going to prison, according to the report, for 35 years. Listen to Grandma.
Honey, you want to pray. If you get a second chance, how you going to turn this here around, okay? So your life ain't over. You just need a second chance. So that's what you need to dwell on and pray about. A second chance. And sit down and think about how you going to make this happen. And obey your parents. And come in. Come home on time. Come in. Come home. Number one. Streets don't love you. We love you. Not the streets. You see where the streets get you?
Could you give me a hug, baby? Grandma, I'm sorry you got to go through this. But all you had to do was listen to your parents. Okay? Okay? I don't know how things gonna turn out for you. I ain't got no idea how nothing gonna turn out. No idea at all. I didn't know nothing this second. I told y'all don't tell me nothing. Didn't I tell you that? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, baby. So I'm so sorry you got to go through what you're going through. But if God help you out of this, please get yourself together, baby. And it's going to take a miracle. It's going to take a miracle that we don't have. You can turn me loose now.
You can turn me loose now, baby. It's that kind of mother love that got him in that kind of trouble. Mark my word, that is not love. This boy didn't just go out into the street. Whatever he's done, done. He was already angry before he hit the streets. It's a spiritual battle, and it's coming out of the homes. Bad children are coming from bad parents. No such thing as being a good parent and creating bad children. Good doesn't create bad. Good can only produce good. Bad can only produce bad. Bad can only produce bad. When you see the children, you're looking directly at the parents. So when you see these black people with guns allegedly in the car, if it wasn't a stunt, with the police and all that, they come from bad parents. The battle is a spiritual battle. And white people, you're not going to help blacks by being weak and being afraid. That so-called grandmother there, what she's doing has no love, no nothing. It's just emotion with no love. Okay, baby, he ain't no baby. Why not understand that he need to forgive his parents and forgive grandma? Love conquers all, not mama's love. True love, which only comes from above. It has nothing to do with what white folks. White folks, you got to stop thinking that it's you. And white people are always out there in the streets trying to help the homeless. And they feel all good about it. And then they get robbed. Or somebody take their car or something. Because what you don't know, people smell your weakness. Evil people pick up weakness just like that. And the blacks know you're weak. They know you're afraid. In Mommy Africa, those white people said, okay, black, y'all can have it. We tired of being called racist, whatever they call the whites over there. Y'all have it. We're going out in the farmland. That's out there before right now, okay? Leave us alone. We're going to leave y'all alone. But evil's not going to stay in one place. They followed the whites out to the farmland. And that's happening in America right now. Foster's reporting. And by the way, that black boy, he need his daddy. He need the spirit of the father, not the spirit of the mother. Look what the spirit of the mother doing to America right now. The spirit of the mother is not doing anything good in America right now. You have females who are teaching Bible study classes. Think about that. The daughter of Satan is teaching a Bible study class, and you go to the class. That boy need his daddy. He need to forgive his mama. He need to forgive his father for not protecting from mama. God will forgive him and make him free. It ain't physical. There's no physical solution to that. It's a spiritual thing. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and wickedness in high places. Your problems are spiritual, and they are all in you, and you don't know it because you're always looking outside, blaming somebody else for the way you made me feel that way. You made me mad. You didn't do what I told you to do. You didn't obey. I'm beating you up. You didn't obey. When all the time, the problem is in you. Ain't nothing outside going to solve that. And white people out there kissing up at the homeless people, trying to make yourself feel good, ain't it either. It's not the answer, white people. Don't even look at the homeless people when you go past. If you notice, I want you to pay attention to this. Whenever you walk by a homeless person, watch how they look at you in the eyes. They are trying to get your attention so they can manipulate you and get your money. That's why they look you in the eyes. Don't look back. If it's love that you're looking for, there's no hiding place. Can't run, you can't hide. Don't look at the homeless people. You don't owe anything to the homeless people, anybody really. But don't look back. Don't look them in the eyes. They manipulate because you ain't strong enough to look them in the eyes and still don't give them anything. You're not strong enough for that yet. Notice how the homeless people look you right in the eyes on the freeway, walking down the road. Even when they're acting all pitiful and they want your money, and they're like looking in the eye like that. And they're trying to get your attention. Once the devil got your attention, he got you. Verse 4, a North Texas man said he thought he was going to die when he saw his wounds, after he was stabbed and carjacked in Fort Worth over the weekend. Watch it from Fox 4.
Yeah, Steve, that 28-year-old victim says he was trying to buy food for that person who was asking him for money. But instead, that person reportedly turned on him with a knife and started swiping nearly a dozen times.
Clearly, he doesn't make the best decisions.
While waiting on a to-go order at Waffle House off West Rendon Crowley Road in South Fort Worth overnight Saturday, Jackson Altmans says someone knocked on his car window asking for money.
And he told me he was just trying to get some food.
Altmans decided to order the man food.
I opened my car. I was going to go get him some food. And literally, the second I opened my door to step out, he just, like, starts stabbing me.
Fort Worth Police Department says Quindarius Cartwright is the man who cut Altmans in the face and chest. Photos of the bloody gash are too graphic to broadcast.
Genuinely thought I was going to die. It was so much blood. Walked in Waffle House. They were freaking out. I mean, I'm sure it's probably a traumatic thing for anyone to watch.
Video of Altman's recovery shows his swollen face and stitches.
Most of the stab wounds, like to the body, weren't really too bad. It was just when he stabbed me in the face that was like, it was really bad.
That's what you get for being weak. Don't offer that guy nothing. Homeless people are the most, well, not most, but they're so evil, it's not even funny, and nasty, and selfish, and spoiled, and vicious. And they don't care about anything. And you make them that way by catering to their ego, trying to make your ego feel good. Stop giving to the homeless. You're only making them worse in the same, and the guy that's been accused of is black. And that's what white people have done to the blacks by catering to them, going along with this false idea that their problem was racism. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Prices are going through the roof. I don't know what to tell you. Some of you waited, and I tried to tell you. It's like Trump announced the other night, go invest in stock. The stock market's going through the roof today. Those who did it, they received amazing rewards from it. Those who didn't, oh well. But don't worry. I want you to check out Gold Co. And you know already that gold and buying property is the most true safe haven on the earth today. So don't worry. You still can invest your money in real estate and gold. I recommend gold. Get yourself some real estate, but gold. Gold has always been seen as a safe haven. Right? You can always invest in gold and just hold on to it. You're never going to lose the value of gold. It'll go up and down, but you'll be fine. We have a special promo still going on. GoldCo and I, for Jesse Lee Peterson listeners, qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match in bonus silver. 10%. I recommend you reach out to them by learning more about them at jessielovesgold.com. jessielovesgold.com or 855-644-GOLD. 855-644-GOLD. Check them out. Tell them Jesse sent you. And don't worry about the prices going up. What goes up, come down, and then gold will go back up. You can relax. All right. Amazing. The Hake Report is coming up at 7 a.m. Not at 7. My back. 9 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake Report, 9 a.m. Pacific time. From 9 to 11 a.m. And then at 11 a.m. after the Hake Report, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Amazing discussion with James Vick. James Vick. He's an author, MMA fighter, and a coach who competed in the welterweight. Right? What is it?
Welterweight.
W-E-L. Welterweight. He competed in the welterweight and lightweight division of UFC. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do you have anger?
I was a very angry child. I've just always been very confrontational my whole life.
Why don't you drop your anger?
When someone disrespects me, I want to get mad.
Have you noticed that women are evil?
Most of the men I know that are deadbeat fathers didn't have a dad in their life.
A man is the light of the world, the salt of the earth, and he's supposed to lead you out of the darkness into the light. Both your parents are black.
Black? No. All my black friends are going to laugh when they hear you say that.
At 11 a.m. today, James Vick. It was an amazing discussion. You're going to love it. Really. You're going to love it. You're going to be like, what the? At 11, you can become a member of the Fallen State now on YouTube there or the fallenstate.tv and locals.com. You can support us there. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby, the American Anchor Baby, energy, he got more energy or the same amount of energy. He may have a little bit more since he's a little bit younger than the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, so he may have a little bit more energy. But he got the same energy given to him from God and by God. Really, the American Anchor Baby at 11, at 12 noon today, 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby right after the FallenState.tv. I just want to finish this one story, and I'm telling white people it's time to depart from the blacks. Go to another little corner, create your own government, create your own police department, create some more new businesses. And your rules are, because it's your government, you can make your own rules. Y'all can't come into our town. You just can't come. And what are they going to do, cry racism? Who are they going to call? Your government or your police? They can't call your police on you. They can't go to the court and say, I'm being discriminated against. It's your courts. They're doing it in Mommy Africa, so I'm told. And so, black people are very, very angry and nasty. Not all. I talk to black people all the time, and they are dropping that anger. Jesse, I just didn't know. I've been lied to, and I believe what I've been told, and I never looked at myself, they say, until you told, I heard you say, Jesse, it all started with me. I got to become an individual. I need to drop my own anger and be free. And they're doing it, men and women, black people. And so this guy trying to help a black man go to let his window down. Okay, I'll buy you some food. And according to this white man, he was stabbed by this black man. But it's the white man's fault. Because if you were not on an ego trip, you would not have let your window down. You would not have to try to buy a homeless person food. That doesn't even make sense that you give homeless people money and all you are to buy them some food. Think about that. What kind of sense that make? It ain't love. It ain't nice. It's all ego. It's a thrill. And this is what you get as a result of wanting a thrill. So we play part one there. This is where the guy said that he opened the door and he tried to say, okay, Mr. Black Person, I'll buy you some food. And when they said he knew he was being stabbed and everything. The suspect took this guy's car, stole this guy's car, and went to a strip club. And that's where he was arrested, according to this report. Watch this from Fox 4.
On top of injuries, Cartwright reportedly stole Altman's car and joyrode it to a strip club in North Fort Worth. Cartwright was arrested nearby.
He definitely hit something pretty good and it's messed up the wheel.
Altman's recently purchased his 2024 Toyota Camry. The 28-year-old works several jobs, including DoorDash, a job he was doing the night he was stabbed by someone he was trying to help.
I can't tell you how many times I've been asked for money or whatever by homeless people or just, you know, people out in the streets. And, you know, typically good nature is just to like want to do a good deed for them. But I mean, I learned that night, man, you got to be very careful about, you know, who you're willing to help out, because sometimes they will take advantage of that good nature.
Cartwright is charged with aggravated robbery. Bond is set at $150,000, being held over at the Tarrant County Jail.
White people, that's not a good nature. A good nature would never give money to a homeless person. A good nature would never let his car window down and say, okay, I'll buy you some food. That's not good nature. That's ego nature. A good nature is a nature of common sense. But okay, so this guy took the car, stabbed the man. What do you say, huh? James, what word did he use when he said a guy went for a what kind of ride?
A joyride.
Can you go for a he went for a joy road. I never heard it said that way until Derek said it this morning.
Yeah, he wrote it as a verb. He joy-rode. He joy-rode
it. Can you say it that way? Derek is in my ear saying, yes. you can't say that.
I'm not in the...
Can you say he went for a joy-rode?
I'm not... Well, that's not what he wrote. But I'm not in the car-stealing culture, so I don't understand anything other than taking it for a joyride. But they call it joyriding, joy road.
Derek, have you ever heard it called joy road before? He said, yeah, he heard it before. In certain context, up in the black community.
That's what I'm thinking.
And yeah, and Darrell reminded me, even in the report, they call it joy road.
Wow. So the news report said Joy Road?
Uh-huh. He said Joy Road. So Derek's been vindicated.
Where was this? Memphis? Cleveland?
In Fort Worth, Texas, I think.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
888-77-5-3-773-888-77-JESSE. Bo is a first-time caller out of Ohio. Bo, welcome to the show. You're on the air, Bo. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Bo.
Hello. Nice to finally talk to you.
Your name is Bo?
Well, it's a nickname.
Oh,
Bo.
Nice. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I've been listening to you for about 5 months, and I've been doing a lot of self-inventory. And, I just wanted to say, have you ever heard EGO stands for Ease God Out?
Yeah, I've heard people say that before.
Okay. Well, I just had a question. It's in the Bible, and it says, God, now, I was twice widowed. It says, God hates divorce. What is your thought on that?
It says, does it say God hates divorce?
Yes.
Is that true, Jay? And what it is, I think I have read that he hated. He doesn't agree with divorce.
Unless it's like adultery, you may put your wife away.
Right. But he's not talking about today's marriages, though. He's talking about those men and women that he brings together and let no man put apart, right? He's not today. Finding a couple that get married because God put them together is impossible.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's a different thing.
I did realize in both of my marriages that I did want control.
Yeah.
So I really did a deep dive into myself. And also, I used to, try to solve things with anger. And I have worked on it. Like you say, stay with it. Instead of getting angry, I try to just state facts.
Right.
And
on.
It's worked out so much better for me. I really do listen. I want to learn. And I know all women are bad because I work in a field where it's predominantly women. And women we hate each other. We hate each other's guts. Don't know why.
Evil.
I mean,
they have the spirit of evil, and an angry spirit is a jealous spirit.
Yes. That was my second question. If you feel, and I know you'll, disagree because there's no such thing as perfect parents. I felt like I had ideal parents. Wonderful. Now, but if I have to forgive my mother and father and they're dead, how do I do that? That was my second question.
By realizing that you're angry at your mother, you become like her. That's why you treated your husband in the same way your mother treated your father. You became like what you hate. And just realize, just as you could not help yourself, something else was driving you. The same spirit with your mother. She couldn't help herself. And your father couldn't help himself. He didn't know how to stand up to your mother the right way, so he couldn't protect you. And realizing that you have the same problem, you can't help yourself, would cause you to forgive them.
My mother cheated on my father, and they were divorced when I was 13.
See? And so just realize that same spirit that has been controlling you is in, was in her, and you got that spirit from her. She transferred that spirit onto you. And so forgive her. Her mother did it to her and realize she really couldn't help herself. And God will forgive you. And I'm telling you, Bo, you haven't seen anything yet. That old nature will be taken away.
I have a question. Where do I find the silent prayer? I can't find it.
At rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer.
Rebuilding a man. Okay, and one final thing. Remember when you had Lisa Bloom on? The lawyer?
Oh, yeah. Gloria Allred's daughter.
Did you know that Gloria Allred, do you remember the teacher, Mary Kay Letourneau? She had children. She was a pedophile. She had children with that young boy. He was about 12, and she became pregnant. She was a 35-year-old teacher. Did you know that Gloria Allred is the godmother to his to their two children?
Really? I did not know that.
She had an abortion. Yes, Gloria Allred said she had an abortion from rape, but she never speaks about the incarceration of her rapist. So I don't know if I buy that.
That's why every time you listen to the woman, you're going to suffer.
Oh, yes. I never cared for Gloria or Lisa. but you know what? That's why, you know, I wasn't at all surprised. But when I found out that Gloria Allred was the godmother, I mean, what difference does it make if it's a woman doing that to a young boy?
Yeah.
She had two children from that 12 and 13-year-old boy when she was in her 30s. She's dead now, Mary Kay Letourneau, but Gloria is their godmother. So that's twisted.
What amazing is nothing but hell on earth. That's why you have to live from within.
I didn't know if you knew that. I thought that was amazing. And also, it was amazing the way you took down David Pakman.
Amazing. Amazing.
I took him down after you took him down. He can't debate.
Nice.
So just little tidbits I've picked up, and it's really great to talk to you.
You too. So listen, because of time, do the silent prayer, rebuildingaman.com/prayer, right?
Yes.
And I want to encourage you to stay with that. Stay with that. God says to pray without ceasing. And he said to stay present all the time. Practice being present instead of in your head thinking about the past or the future and all that crap. That's where evil dwells. That's where Satan lives. And that's where deception lives. So I want to encourage you, now that you got some light, you got a little light, stay present. Yes. And that light is going to get brighter and brighter and brighter. All right?
Thanks, Jesse. Could you repeat that once more? Because I got my pen out.
Rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer.
/silent prayer. I've been trying to find that everywhere, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time and listening to me ramble on. And yes, I know I'm evil and I'm trying to better myself.
You're on your way. To admit that you're evil is the beginning of overcoming it, just like that, all right?
Okay. Thank you. And everybody have a pleasant Friday and a pleasant weekend.
I wish you will. Call me again.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Super chat. Super chats.
Giovanni bought a coffee saying, thank you for everything, Jesse. Without your help, I would have never known true peace and to live a life without hate.
Right on. Thank you. Stay with it.
Roy says with the coffee, Tony, also known as another black female, needs to put the chicken bone down and have a convo. Jesse, you just got to let him suffer and die. I lived in Chicagoland area, country here in Illinois. One thing for sure, without a doubt, blacks on the modern day plantation called Chicago, run by Democrats for 100 years. Keep it real, Tony.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Roy.
Tony is a caller from California, folks, in case you don't know. Thank you.
And over on Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App, Anthony, Bible thumping Thursday. Good morning, JLP show.
Good morning, Thursday. For those who don't know, is Bible Thumper Thursday. We love the Bible Thumpers. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony, as always. Jamil says we can't sell anything in China because their tariffs, yet we buy 39% of our goods from them. People love cheap Chinese knockoffs more than freedom.
Amazing, huh? Absolutely.
Mark says, for the Bible thumpers who lost their way, thank you, Bond.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Uncle Ruckus asks, what's wrong with the whites?
What's wrong with the whites? They're afraid. They have fear. Amazing.
Katie, no message. Thank you.
Thank you, Katie. My mama's name was Katie. May her soul rest in peace.
Angband says, do you think people should avoid marriage if they're in a fallen state? All marriage begins in a fallen state, so why is it ever okay to do?
If you want children.
Nice.
If you don't want children, there's no reason to get married. There's literally no reason. And the only way you're going to get married, you got to be in a fallen state. Because if you're not in the fallen state, you want for nothing. So you got to want false love. You got to want that. And you only get that in the fallen state. And that'll draw you together with a woman and get married. And then you start to overcome the fallen state after you've had all the children you want. Amazing. Thank you.
Mark says another shout out, Bond.
Shout out. Amazing.
Uncle Ruckus asks, do you?
Ask.
Do you give Jesse money? Money, dollar sign. Or money sign.
Right on. Support the word, folks. I shouldn't have to ask. But I understand you need to be reminded. If you've been helped, look like you just, oh, you know what? I've really been helped. Let me help this man help others. Go to rebuildingaman.com/donate. Rebuildingaman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-BOND to make a donation. Thank you.
Three coffees from Sion. How are you, Jesse and crew? Hank, don't read my super. Is you going to fire him right now or what?
If he doesn't, Sion, I will fire him.
I work with people who shack up on the job. One is the boss sleeping with the one he's sleeping with right now. Everybody know about. He's paying her more. Should I work at an environment like that or what?
Sion, it's totally not your business at all. Not at all. You're not there to be nosy into somebody else's business. You are there to make a paycheck, to do a good job and make a paycheck. So go there, do your paycheck, stay out of that business. Don't gossip with people, nothing with your boss. Do your job, because everywhere you go, you're going to be running into fallen people. What the? So stay out of it. Don't gossip about it with those people at work. Don't be a part of them. Don't join groups. Do your job. I wish you well, Sion. Cut that out. Amazing. Thank you.
No, ma'am. Now a member over on Cash App. Buy Me a Coffee. Has Jesse ever watched a show, a particular old show from the 90s? Maybe I could send him a shirt related to it. You guys are cool, especially you. Hey, just kidding. Don't let it go to your head. You're going to donate more, help him pay bills. Is there a way to become a member of Bond?
Yes. Go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Thank you in advance. And if you send a shirt, make it large. Not extra large. I'm fat, but I ain't that fat. Make it large. Thank you. Hey, I got to take a break. One more hour to go. Straight back to your calls. Hate news, not the fake news. Thank you all for your super chat.
And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Can you believe it? People are still trying to talk about that Yemen group chat drama, the one where the signal accidentally included some enemy of America from the Atlantic, a so-called journalist, just the scum of the earth. It's terrible. Old news, boring. And that Myanmar earthquake, commie nonsense, has found a way to blame Trump. Because you know how we dismantled or at least defunded a lot of USAID, USAID or whatever it's called? And now they're saying, oh, with this Myanmar earthquake, experts are saying America's not helping enough. Please, please. There's Joint Chiefs drama, I mean, speaking of the evil government. And there's some China tariff fun going on. A 52-year-old Euphoria star, a star from this degenerate TV show, I think it is. Pretty degenerate, sounds like. Has Lou Gehrig's disease. Now they're trying to call it ALS. Terrible, trying to erase the memory of beautiful Lou Gehrig. Terrible. Also terrible, a 27-year-old Australian top model has died because she had brain AVM, cerebral arteriovenous malformation, and she's gone now. Some people get that, and it's never fatal, but in her case, it was. Terrible. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Black Friday, April 11th, AD 2025. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to the rest of the super chats, hopefully. But it is fake news, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. I do more than just fake news. I do the Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, right after JLP. And then after that, no Joel Friday on Fridays. You do the math. But we have the Fallen State with that guy, that fighter guy. Think I could take him? Is he black? No, he's not black. Anyway, a federal judge ordered the Trump administration to provide more details about how they're preserving the messages regarding the U.S. military strikes from that Signal app with on the Houthis. Remember the Houthis with the editor-in-chief, Jeffrey Goldberg of The Atlantic? Bunch of dumb drama. Whatever. Don't care. That Myanmar quake, where how many? 3,500? More than 3,500 people got killed on March 28th or after. On and after March 28th, the 7.7 magnitude trembler and the aftershocks, too. Damaged and destroyed at least 1,300 buildings, by the way. It supposedly exposed a major void in international relief efforts, so say experts. The quake occurred amid the Trump administration's campaign to dismantle USAID, USAID, America's main humanitarian, read communist, aid agency. Since Trump's inauguration, thousands of USAID employees have been laid off. Nice. 83% of their programs been cut. The U.S. sent just three staffers to Myanmar to assess the situation. Good idea. It's good to be up on what's going on. And they're still working there when... They were still working there when Doge laid them off last week. Nice. The Trump administration pledged to send $9 million in aid. With minimal staffing on the ground, it's unclear how that money will be channeled. Big old racket, the aid industry. And the Joint Chiefs, the Senate confirmed retired Air Force Lieutenant General Den Razin, R-A-Z-I-N, Kane. Razin is like a nickname for... to go with his last name is Kane, Raisin Kane, as chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff early this morning, Joint Chiefs of Staff. He will replace General Charles Q. Brown Jr., fired by our greatest president, Trump, in February. That same day, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Admiral Lisa Franchetti, then Chief of the U.S. Navy, and General James Slife. And then blah, 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 blah. I don't care about any of this stuff. Kane was an unorthodox choice, Raisin Kane, to be the senior making military officer since he already retired and not a four-star general. I don't care. Nice. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Thank you. have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. That's amazing. It's the third hour. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77 Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. It's a mama me. Are you a single-minded person? Are you a single-minded person? Are you a single-minded person? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're working out or taking your kids off to the public school because you don't like them and you don't want to stay home and raise no children, you want to go to work and get your ego fulfillment. You love your ego more than you love children. No matter what you're doing, you can podcast, but you can be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad, at work, at wherever you are. And you can podcast again, right? By calling the listen line at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131, and to donate. And we're going to get to those super chats to donate and have your comments read out loud. Go to buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond, JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's the third hour of Friday. Let it be written. Let it be said. Let it be known. Fridays are now Black Friday. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
What's wrong with the blacks? Maze love Jesse, and Jesse love Maze. What now from Ohio? Hey, Maze. It's Black Friday because I want the blacks to know they can be free again the way they were prior to the Civil Rights Movement. The worst thing, other than abortion, that ever happened to the blacks, nothing worse happened to them than the Civil Rights Movement. It was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks, other than abortion. I want to go to, let me take some of these calls here. Let me go to William out of Texas. William, welcome to the show.
Sir.
You're on the air.
Hi. Hey. Yes, sir. So I actually called yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So I really just have two follow-up questions from yesterday.
Okay.
So the first one was that I want you to explain further on how the woman who told the other woman that her husband was cheating on her, can you explain how she's evil?
Because it wasn't her business. She was nosy. A nosy person is an evil person, is an angry, evil person, and that type of person can never be trusted. It wasn't her business at all.
Okay. Yeah, because yeah, I mean, it makes sense, but yeah, I just have a bit like of trouble understanding that at first.
Right.
But yeah, okay. So the second question is,
I wanted to just hold that thought. Right. I mean, don't forget that question. But I want you to know whatever's going on with that man and that other woman, that man and his wife, were between them and no one else. Nobody else. It's nobody else's business.
Okay. That
you're not supposed to take your eyes off yourself and look at others. You're supposed to only look at yourself.
Okay. Okay. And it makes sense. Like, it was her children who were kind of just arguing for it. And it's just like, you know, I don't know. But I pretty much already agree with what you were saying. But, yeah, my second question is, so will a marriage last without the blessing of a father? Can a marriage...
If a man and a woman don't love their fathers prior to getting married, it ain't going to work.
It ain't going to work.
No. Because, and the reason for that is because when you are separated from your earthly fathers, you're separated from God. Because if you don't love the son, you can't love the father. Through the son, you go to the father. Meaning, when you love your earthly father, whether he a beta father or an alpha father, if he beta, you're still supposed to love him, meaning don't hate him. And when you love your earthly father, you're loving God. Because the earthly father represents God.
Right. The same way Trump represents the father of the country.
Yes.
He said something like that. Right.
Trump is the father of the country. And that's doing an amazing job.
All right. Now that's good. So just to I'm gonna let you go, but just to go to the first question one more time. You said she should just follow, like, just mind her business, right?
Yeah.
Tell her
to stay out of other people's business. Has nothing to do with her.
And you said that she's not to be trusted. You said she was not to be trusted as well. That's
right, because
said?
She did it to that woman, and man, she'll do it to you.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to stop her from doing it to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Never, I want you to remember, William.
Yes, sir.
Never. This is so deep, William. I don't know that my mirror fro about to come off. Never.
Yeah.
Never. Okay. William, this is so deep, William, what I'm about to tell you. And it's so true that I can hardly, I'm telling you.
I'm all ears. I'm all ears.
My Amerifro is about to turn to an Afro, and I don't want that to happen.
Hope not. No.
Never, ever, but never, ever, never, ever trust an angry person. Never.
Okay.
An angry person is a murderer. An angry person is desperate. An angry person is very revengeful and jealous and strife. And never trust an angry person.
Okay.
I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, your friend, your wife, your cousin, your children, your workers. Never trust an angry person.
Understood. Yeah.
All right.
Yes, sir.
You doing the silent prayer, will you?
Yes, sir, I am.
Stay with it, man.
I will.
All right. Thank you. Anything else?
No. That was it. You answered it well. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. All right.
No, that woman was evil, and it's not her business, and she had no business telling anyone.
Okay, well, I guess I'll say, yeah, she's like very, very religious, too. Like, she's
those are the worst ones.
She's very, extremely religious, man. She uses the Bible for everything. So,
I'm surprised that she doesn't teach a Bible class.
Yeah, like, all three of her kids, they live at home with her. She doesn't allow them to do anything.
Right, she's
like,
evil.
Right. So, It's a mess a little bit. It's a mess, but the kids are real intelligent. Everybody's intelligent, but it's like I see something in the mother, you know, that I've just been seeing, and I hear you talk, and I'm like, man, it's just making sense on both sides.
Yeah.
Thank you for the clarification this morning.
All right, buddy. Take care, William.
All right.
Bye.
Yes, sir.
888-775-3773. Let me go to Josh out of Houston, Texas. There's a line open, 888-77-JESSE. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, we love Black Friday, baby. How are you?
It's Black Friday. All is well, Josh.
All right, I want to I'll make it quick. I know you got a lot of calls and you rolling this morning. I want to talk about the black guy that the track meet that stabbed the other Caucasian brother.
They're at a track meet. A black guy been accused of stabbing and killing a twin brother, a white twin brother of another. And what about it?
Okay, I've been looking up per ABC, Reuters, and Newsbreak. I got more of the story.
Uh-huh.
And as you dig deeper into the story, these people are crazy. For one, the guy, it was raining. It was raining at the track meet. The black guy said he came up under the other people's tent, the white school's tent, and chose to bully them and basically say, I'm not leaving from under the tent. The guy said, hey, you can't be under here. He said, it's raining. I'm not going nowhere. He said, yes, you are. He said, touch me and see what happened. They grabbed his bag, grabbed him. He pulled the knife out, stabbed the boy in the chest, and then took off running underneath the tent. He should have at least stayed underneath the tent because that was his whole defense for staying underneath the tent. The fact that these people went and raised $150,000 for this criminal, for this thug, for this boy, shows how racist black people are. If this would have been a black kid stabbing a black kid, you would have never set up a GoFundMe. But because it was a white kid, you didn't know the topic, didn't know the facts of the story, you raised $150,000 for him and said that the system is doing him wrong and that this is racism at its finest. You are absolutely right. Even if the parents need help, why would you reward parents for sending this trash out into society? This is what these people have started doing. They take their bad seeds, throw them on the world, and when the world steps on them like a cockroach, we got to pay in to you because we feel sorry that you couldn't raise your kid proper.
Amazing.
Black people are racist for going to GoFundMe for this kid and doing this and trying to start a race war. And they don't realize our best friend is the white man. There is no other foreigner race of people that will help the black people besides the white man. You see all these crazy liberal women? They're white sitting up here talking about go black sister, go black sister.
Yeah.
There's no foreigners over here helping us.
That's right.
Zero. Everybody hates us. But man, Jesse, I just said, man, black people always talk about something racist. They're racist.
One thing,
you said a GoFundMe.
They are evil for doing this because allegedly, this boy, this black guy, had been accused of killing this white guy. Did he grab his own bag to try to get his knife to stab this guy? Right.
Right. I guess he had it on him. He was prepared for confrontation because he was prepared for confrontation. They grabbed his bag, and another student went to grab him. So they were going to physically remove him. He already had the knife on him.
So was the knife in the bag? As far as you know, was the knife in the bag, or did the black guy?
No. Apparently, per the story from Newsbreak and 13 ABC, he had the knife on him already. One kid went and grabbed his bag. Another kid went and grabbed him. And when they grabbed him and grabbed the bag, during the confrontation, he said, hey, you're not supposed to be under here.
Right.
He said, no, I'm not going anywhere. He said, yes, you are. He said, touch me and see what happens. So he already had the weapon on him. So he was ready for them to remove him from the thing. And as soon as they touched him, that's when he stabbed. And then he grabbed his bag, took off running. So he had the weapon on him already, per the story from 13 News and Newsbreak. He had the weapon on him already because they were trying to say self-defense. But self-defense only kicks in if you're cornered in your corner. But you intimidated and basically antagonized them by saying, touch me and see what happened. You had a chance to leave the scene. You didn't. You chose to egg it on.
Well, it's all kind of stories out there about it. But what I do know is not uncommon for blacks to gather together to support evil. blacks would not gather together to support good. They're doing that fundraising thing because blacks will always be there when you want to get away with doing evil. You don't have to worry about that. And according to statements, Anthony grabbed his bag, opened it, and reached inside and proceeded to tell Metcalf, touch me and see what happens, according to State Lab. I mean, statements. What a mess, oh man. That fundraising idea is pure evil. But I'm not surprised. Whenever blacks do wrong, other blacks will show up overnight to support it. But if you do right, they ain't going to show up.
They not. Just like the girl with the baton, just like the other two little girls that was in the store, they come into other people's stuff, bully them, and then when you correct them, they cry racism and say this is so wrong and then throw money in a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That girl, I showed a soundbite earlier with what appeared to be a black girl in a Uber car, and she and somebody else in there with her laughing. This girl had what appeared to be a gun in her hand, pointed it at the driver, and they thought it was funny.
If this gun accidentally goes off, you have just ruined his life. And the fact that you getting amusement, entertainment out of this shows your mindset and your concept and how dumb these people are. Not all, but most. And that's why the not most are going to start speaking up. So that those people are not put in the forefront and make us all look bad because they're throwing us all into their group. And I'm done with that. I'm completely done with that. And we're going to speak up and say something. Then maybe the white man will catch along and put these crazy white liberals in place. And then we can get our country better than what it was before, because real men will be leading and we'll have a better foundation than we did before.
Thank you, Josh. Amazing. I appreciate it, man.
No problem. Happy Black Friday, baby. We love you.
Love you too, buddy. Happy Black Friday. Amazing. Thank you. A white judge, a white female. Look, folks, I've said yesterday, one of the, not the only, but a primary reason my country is never coming back, they are putting women in position of so-called leadership. It wasn't created to be. It's never going to be. It will never work. The anger, the evil come through the woman. And women cannot make it better because they can't help. Men and women are different. Mindset and everything. They can never make things better. It's not in their nature. And they'll put them in charge of my country, and it's never going to get better. WKYC, a 33-year-old Donald has been sentenced to 3 years in prison and his driver's license suspended for life after recently pleading guilty for failure to stop after an accident in connection with a deadly hit and run that killed a 7-year-old in Cleveland last summer. Watch this from News 5, Cleveland.
Rashonda Macklin asked the court for a tough sentence for Donald Minat.
I'm a very understanding person, and I understand that accidents happen, but I'll never understand why you would feel like it was okay or ever justifiable to leave my 7-year-old son in the middle of the street dying.
Amir Pruitt was skateboarding outside his apartment on Lakeshore Boulevard in Cleveland last summer when Minat hit him. Instead of stopping to see if the 7-year-old boy was okay, he left.
When I see a lot of people right there, I didn't know what to do. Like, I was scared, so I just drove away.
That's the crime.
Yeah, and I know that not only for what the court was even be lenient on me because I did something wrong.
This was far from Minat's first time in a courtroom. Judge Jones Sinnenberg noted he has cases going back 20 years to when he was just 13 years old.
You are dangerous in our community. You are dangerous.
She sentenced him to 3 years for fleeing from police in an unrelated case and 3 more for failing to stop after he hit Amir.
The crime was that you left. This is like humanity versus depravity.
I still don't feel that that's justice because Amir is gone and he left.
After the hearing, Amir's maternal grandmother said Minat should have been convicted of more serious charges because he was driving without a license when he hit Amir.
Isn't that amazing? Only 3 years for that. Mama gave the boy 3 years. Mama is evil. The judge is evil. It's not in her. She's too emotional. She cannot make the right decision if she had to. 3 years. Think about that. Been accused. And Sally has a long history of being in jail. And Mama, the judge, gave him 3 years. 3 years sound like yesterday. Doesn't 3 years sound like yesterday? The boy is already out of jail. Josh out of Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse?
Hey, Josh from Georgia.
Yes, sir. I was just calling to answer that biblical question, man.
Are you a single-minded person?
I can neither confirm or deny whether I'm a single-minded person because I see it as, like, the mind. I could see it as, like, the mind is probably just the devil. Yeah, I have so many, I'm always back and forth, up and down, and conflicted. But there could be a mind that is, there is a possibility I could be a single-minded person because, maybe all the live thoughts are just demons in me that, you know, are distracting me from the real single-mindedness in me. So I can neither confirm nor deny.
Amazing. I appreciate that, Josh. Amazing. That's a very interesting too. Josh, it's Black Friday, and you're black, right?
Yes, sir.
For the record, what's wrong with the blacks?
They're not single-minded, or they're too into their minds, and it's like the brainwashing y'all were talking about with the bottle water. That's on steroids in the black community, because they done like a number on blacks, thinking that I don't know with victimhood mentality and blaming and hatred.
Should Dunkin' Donut put up a bulletproof glass window in their business?
No, they shouldn't.
If Dunkin' Donut decide to put up bulletproof glass window in their business, should anyone feel oppressed about that?
No.
Well, a Chicago man claimed he feel oppressed after a Dunkin' Donut man installed a bulletproof glass to protect its workers. He compared the situation to feeding animals in a zoo, saying, "This is how you feed animals in a zoo." Watch this from YouTube.
Donuts, y'all, like, come on, man. What is this?
It's crazy.
Straight bulletproof glass through the whole thing, man. I mean, you can't even breathe on these people. Look how sealed this is. This is a professional seal. Like, you can't even talk to these people, Barry.
Appreciate you, man.
Getting up every day and seeing something like this, bro, that do something to your mental up here. It tell you, like, this how you feed animals in a zoo, gang. Like, that's pretty much what it's telling your mentality. Like, I don't trust you. You feel what I'm saying? At what point do we be like, we tired of getting treated like animals, tired of getting treated like this? Like, bro, like, you telling me I can't even hand you my money, gang?
He feel oppressed. Dunkin' Donut has bulletproof windows now because they sick of being robbed by the blacks.
Well, yeah. Hey, that's their business. I guess they can do what they want to do.
They better put it up if they don't want to get robbed every day and get killed. But that black man talking about it having a mental problem. effect on him. What the?
Yeah, it should tell him something is wrong. He need to segregate, or he need to get away from just get away from that. You know, join the army or something.
Do something that makes sense. Thank you, Josh. Okay. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, buddy. Thank you.
All right, thank you, man.
All right. Here's why Dunkin' Donut need bulletproof glass. This is from Fox 5. A 17-year-old is facing multiple charges after police said he pointed a gun at a fast food worker when he was denied access to Wi-Fi in a Metro Atlanta Chipotle. Watch this from 5.
The suspect was denied access to the Wi-Fi. He took it to extreme levels.
Cobb County police say this man, Zakur Garrett, was so angry he couldn't get access to the Wi-Fi, he took it out on the employees working the drive-thru at this Chipotle on South Cobb Drive.
And the suspect decided to escalate the situation and brandish a firearm and began pointing it at employees.
When officers showed up, they found Garrett across the street at this hotel. Investigators say he had tossed the gun in a trash can.
This firearm actually came back stolen out of Atlanta. This guy probably knew that the police were on their way and likely just discarded of it because he knew he wasn't supposed to have it.
Garrett was taken into custody, but his anger still simmered. Police say while officers were trying to adjust his handcuffs, he punched one of them.
The suspect swung at the officer, striking him, causing minor injuries.
And while in the back seat of the patrol car, he kicked out a camera. And again, police say it all started with him not being able to connect to the Wi-Fi.
What the? What's wrong with the blacks? It's that anger, folks. It is the anger, mama spirit in the boys and the girls. All people must forgive their mothers. Otherwise, anger will destroy you. Anger is not your own. And you're not in control. Anger control you. You can be free of anger, but you got to forgive. 888-77-JESSE. There's one line open. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
No ma'am, who's a monthly supporter now on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Thank you, no ma'am. What the?
You guys helped me a lot. I forgave my mom, started the silent prayer, forgave my dad. And I continue to silent pray every morning and night.
Right on. Thank you for helping us to help others. And especially if you got the help so you know it's work. Thank you.
Thank you, no ma'am. Yep. Shout out to yesterday's top contributors on the D-Live crew, Cactus Eater Bear, Nezulium, and the rest. Thanks, as always,
fellas. Thank you. Yeah, thank you all.
Birdie Bound B, 3 coffees. It's amazing how simple life is, how important it is. Simply not to get lost in your head. Because truly, when you watch the thoughts and know their lies, it's always mind over matter in all things, only with the clear mind of God.
And mind don't matter. Amazing.
Thank you, he says.
Thank you.
And Lloyd, a coffee? Jesse.
What?
Some gal says hi. I'm afraid to. Yeah. I vaguely anyway.
Hi.
Your words of Ella Rose says hi.
Oh, yes. I love Ella Rose. Hi. You stay with her, Ella Rose.
Your words of wisdom helped her. Thank you so much. She asked.
Ask.
If she'll get to meet you one day. We're up in Canada. Love to attend the fellowship in person someday. Listen every Sunday. It's amazing. White arm emoji. Strong.
Right on. I hope we do meet one day. And Ella Rose, stay with it. Don't be mad about anything. Just deal with some anger, right? And you'll be free. And hopefully we'll meet one day. But you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right? Amazing. Thank you.
And the treasure chest is opening on DLive, guys. We'll read the rest after the break.
Treasure chest is now open. Back in a quick moment. Amazing. Thank y'all. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beads. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Jesse, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. The guy with the good hair, and he is not afraid of the blacks. And at 11 a.m., brand new episode of the FallenState.tv, James Vick with us. And it's going to be amazing. James is an author, MMA fighter, and coach competed in, and a coach who competed in welterweight and lightweight division of UFC, of the UFC.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do you have anger?
I was a very angry child. I've just always been very confrontational my whole life.
Why don't you drop your anger?
When someone disrespects me, I want to get mad.
Have you noticed that women are evil?
Most of them I know that are deadbeat fathers didn't have a dad in their life.
A man is the light of the world, the salt of the earth, and he's supposed to lead you out of the darkness into the light. Both your parents are black.
Black? No, no. All my black friends are going to laugh when they hear you say that.
I thought that man was black. I don't know if I thought he was like something else and black, but I thought he was black. But it was amazing discussion. It was fun, James. It was good to meet him. So at 11 a.m. Pacific time, you can become a member of TheFallenState.tv and there are ways to support it. They're right there, TheFallenState.tv or Locals.com or YouTube there. All right? And then after that, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby, a lot of people miss riding on plane, flying with you. Why did you stop flying? And we, you don't have to tell us why if you don't want to, but will you ever start flying again?
I had to go to training from all the DEI. I don't know. I can't really say legally.
If you ever go back to flying again?
No, on why we went off. It had to do with DEI and accidents, but I don't want to say too much. But, you know, after some training, you'll see me back better than ever in amazing new planes.
Amazing. Okay, the Anchor Baby at 12 noon today. And welcome to Fellowship on Sundays. I'll see you at Fellowship, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Doors open at 10:30. Come on down. We be serving punchy coffee and everything. Get your punchy coffee. But RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. All right, I'll see you on Sunday. And get your punchy coffee. What the? Punchy coffee is good at RebuildingTheMan.com/shop. Or store, RebuildingTheMan.com/store. We have merch there and everything, all right? And it all goes back to Bond to help support our work. Remember I told you that black people don't pay? They don't pay back. They don't pay their bills. And a lot of companies and banks goes out of. I know of a black bank that I was told that was in the hood went out of business because they were loaning black people money for whatever reason to get homes or whatever, and they never paid it back. Never paid it back. Isn't that something? Black people, we had an economic boom. I mean, what do you call that when they come to go down? Remember when crash. When the government giving the black people all that money to buy homes and everything a while back?
No, the government was forcing banks to give loans to blacks.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they were, Maxine Waters was pushing it, the wicked witch of the West. Mm-hmm. And they
gave the money. Bill Clinton, too.
And they gave the money to the blacks.
They pretend like Bill Clinton was good for the economy.
And the black got homes and everything, and they didn't pay it back.
And then we crashed.
And you can't even loan black people $10 and think they're going to pay it back. You got to hunt them down, and then when you find them, why are you following me? Why are you asking for that money? I'm going to give it to you and have already. Why are you asking for your money?
Yeah, it's crazy.
You can't even let black buy a car from you on loan. You know, like, okay, I gave you $50 down to buy this car, and then I'm going to pay you. You're going to have to repo your car, and then you got to fight about that. Fox 13 Memphis. A Memphis repo man was in the hospital Wednesday after being run over by a driver trying to escape the tow truck. Watch it from Fox 13. Memphis.
That victim we know is recovering tonight. So again, we are about to show you that video. Another warning, it can be disturbing to some. It shows that car backing over this victim's head and then taking off.
What appears to start as a routine repossession quickly turns violent when a Memphis repo man gets underneath the wheel of a car and the driver backs over his head. Watch again from the beginning as the tow truck driver grabs the chains to secure this red Ford Focus. A man runs behind him and hops into the driver's seat, turns on the ignition, and hits reverse. Memphis police say this unfolded just before 8 this morning here at the University Gardens Manor Apartments. As the victim screams in pain, a woman can be seen disregarding him, instead directing the driver how to escape.
Black's a mess. Excellent. Black, excellent. But what in the world, why would that black tow truck driver saw the man coming? The black man running over there trying to get that car. You trying to take my car just because I haven't paid for it? What the? And he yet went under the wheel. Hey, what's wrong with him? I can see the ego now saying, hurry up, put the change under there.
I mean, you don't know what he's getting in the car for. You don't think that, because he's sitting right up against, he's backed into a space, and behind that space is the curb and the grass. So you don't expect him to maybe drive off necessarily.
When the repo man knew he was there to repo the car.
Right.
Right.
Expect, maybe he's going to get something out of his car.
No, he was running too fast to get somebody.
That's crazy, man.
Ain't no, but the devil took his mind to him, get on out of that car anyway. Ain't no way I would go on that car. Consciously.
Right.
And somebody running to the car, and I'm the repo driver. A witness, and that black woman up there, according to the report, she tried to shoot the man with the car how to get out of there.
I can't believe that the news showed that on TV.
Why?
Because that's way too violent to show on TV.
But how would you know if blacks are excellent if you don't show that?
At least blur it.
No, it's black excellent, buddy. You are white. You don't understand.
True.
Instead of you doing stuff like you build cities, you build rockets to the moon.
They don't mind being gruesome.
A witness in the scene said she sold the car to the woman who then stopped making payment. So she called a repo man to take it back. Watch this.
Memphis police say the man and woman fled the scene, and miraculously, the victim is able to walk away, sharing his horrific experience on social media, along with these pictures from his hospital bed showing his injuries. Memphis police say the victim had abrasions on his head, a large black mark on the front of his sweatshirt, complained of arm pain, and had to be shaken to be kept conscious.
It's hard to watch. It's real hard to watch.
Neighbors who didn't want to be identified, all shaken by the video, but also concerned with how the whole situation played out.
I feel sorry for him. Yeah, but I don't think your job that important, bro. I don't think it's a person that tow cars. He probably should have seen, he should look what was going on and decided not to put his head under the car.
Memphis police say a witness on scene told them they had sold that car to the woman in the video, who they say wasn't making payments. She told police she'd put the car up for repossession and contacted the repo man to pick it up.
Now, when she tried to help that driver get out of there, she didn't want to pay on that car. Black excellence. This is why South Africa whites are building, according to report, their own new South Africa. We're going to have to do that in this country. Blacks are a mess. A real mess. They have no love. And very dangerous. That man must have a really hard head for a car tire to run over it.
Yeah.
Talk about a hard head. My mama told me I had a hard head.
Repo men have it tough.
No, but he didn't have to go in that car. When I saw that person knowing that this car being repo and some black guy running to it like that.
I know, but you can't really dilly-dally either.
I know, but I was like, ma'am, sorry this guy ran in and got this car before I could get. I ain't going under that tie. Especially with black people.
True. They do not care about you.
Black people don't care about that. They don't care about themselves. They'll kill you and feel nothing about it. Ooh. Lucas, out of California. Lucas, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well, Lucas.
Awesome. I didn't know that Fridays is now Black Friday. I would have changed my name to still Black name.
Black Friday's new now because we love the blacks, and so we decided to have a day for them. We take all calls, but we're trying to help the blacks.
No,
how messed up they are? They're running over you with a car on your head.
Yeah, I know. It's getting interesting.
And that woman is trying to show the driver how to get out of there, leaving that poor man on the ground. What the?
I know. You would think, like, with the Black Lives Matter thing that happened past couple years, years ago, that, you know, they'd be like, oh my gosh, like, I'm not gonna be acting like that, like, but yeah, I know it's still kind of going on. I see it in LA. I don't drive.
It's called Black Excellence.
Yeah. But I now know your biblical question of the week, but I had a biblical question because I was wondering, it just popped in, like, what am I afraid of? And I can't really say, like, something physical, but I do know about this thing, and I read about it in the Bible, and, like, that, like, God, like, people will think they're so amazing, and they did all these things, and then you go to heaven, and then they say, like, God will say, like, I never knew you, and honestly, that scares me. Because I'm stuck in this thing where I really want to work on myself, and I'm being very selfish, as in, like, almost like an introvert, and I want to be alone, and I don't really like going out, but I love going out. I love being around people, and I feel like I bring some type of thing, you know, when I go out, and then something tells me in my head that, like, it's like God, it's like, wants me to go out there, and, like, you know, because I can be, you know, a light, you know, because everybody's just pretty much NPC in LA, and they don't, like, talk to each other. They don't say hi anymore or anything like that. And I kind of bring a little, kind of break that barrier. And so, like, I want you, should I be, does that make sense that I'm afraid
No, fear is an illusion. There's no reason to fear anything.
What about God, though?
You fear God by appreciating what he's done for you. When you reflect on how you've changed, that's what it means to fear God, to appreciate him.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas, are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, more than a normal person. Like, fear, I do have a lot of
fear.
I don't work much. I don't work much. I probably would say I work on average 2 days a week, probably 6 hours on average as well. And
are you black?
I'm looking. I'm trying. I don't know. I guess my resume needs to be changed up or something.
Lucas.
And,
Lucas.
Yeah.
You want to change your life, you got to change your thoughts. You got to stop thinking in the way you're thinking. Don't obey those thoughts and live your life. All thoughts are all lies all the time. Don't obey them. Just stop. Disobey them. What would happen to you if you stop obeying thoughts? If you did nothing that a thought told you to do, what would happen to you?
I would feel very peaceful.
How do you know that?
Because I've woken up from dreams, and I have all these thoughts, and I'm like.
And so, if you know that, why don't you stop believing thoughts and live your life?
Yes.
No, that was a question.
That's why I'm talking to you, because I need to, the thoughts, but it's not that easy. It's not easy. That's for
it
sure.
Is easy. Just don't believe them. Just don't do nothing that they tell you. Everything the thoughts tell you to do, do opposite. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Jesse.
What would happen if you stop believing thoughts? If you never believed another thought, except go to work thought, get your meal thought, take a shower thought, drive your car thought. But other than thoughts like that, what would happen if you stop thinking and never believe another thought?
I'm trying to think of that answer. It's peaceful. I know that much.
So why don't you, if you know that, why don't you stop thinking, stop obeying them, and live peacefully? Why don't you do that?
Because I don't know which one's a right thought or
no such like thing. Listen, no such thing as a right thought.
But it sounds great. Like,
but it's lying to you. It's lying to
all
you.
Day,
what?
Go out there and do something and walk, and like be around, be active, you know, go like do something, like, but at the same time, I also feel it's so much easier, especially with the silent prayer, like, and everything. It's so much more easier to do the silent prayer and more peaceful when I'm alone. But then I have this one thing where it's like, okay, you don't get angry at all. I really don't get angry at all, and I constantly, if somebody says, "Oh, you're mad or you're angry," I'm like, "Dude, no, trust. I love you, man." Like, I'm just explaining myself. I have this voice where it sounds like something, but there's this thing that's telling me, like, well, then go out there and, like, you know, just lead by an example, be like a light in the world, but at the same time,
don't
I'm
listen
like,
to that either. Whatever's telling you to go out there and be a light in the world, another thought, don't do it. Just simply live your life. Don't try to prove anything. Don't try to be anything. And don't believe thoughts. You'll be fine. Just stop believing them. And the way you stop believing them is to stop obeying them. You don't have to obey them. You don't have to make yourself believe in thought and not believe. Just stop obeying them. It's like when you beat your wife. You know how all the time, every day you beat your wife? And so one day you decide, you know what, I ain't going to beat my wife no more. And so you just stop beating your wife, right?
Yeah, that's true.
That's the thought. Lucas does not have a wife, or I'm playing around with him.
Oh yeah. I know it was like a
No, I'm telling the people you don't have a wife.
I don't have a wife. Yeah.
Right.
I never had a wife.
But Lucas, I got to run because of time. Come to the fellowship on Sunday.
I'll just see you Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday. Yeah, okay. I'll be there. So
all right.
I can switch my job to Saturday, and then I'll be free Sunday.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
And talk to you then. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Justin.
Okay.
Bye.
Super chat. Super.
Super chats.
Lloyd bought a coffee. We made up a melody inspired by you and often sing it in the car. Come on, Hake, sing. Keep your mind where your body is, and it'll take all your troubles away. Facts. I don't think that's the melody, but I tried something.
Doubt it.
He asked me to sing. I sang. He didn't give me the melody. Someone bought a coffee.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lloyd.
Yeah.
Hi, Jesse. Satan's been putting some thoughts on me recently. Been giving me a pain I don't think I ever really felt, almost like a new feeling I've never experienced. I'm staying calm, living in it, watching the thoughts become weaker and weaker as the days go by. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing. Stay with it. Amazing.
Popcorn's thump keg. Jesse, heard you tell several callers black people can't run anything. Everything they touch turns to dust.
Yes.
You founded Bond 30 years ago. Has Bond turned to dust, or is it still running?
Because I'm not running it. I have no control. God doing it. Really. But I'm from the old school anyway. Blacks from the old school before the Civil Rights Movement, they were doing amazing things. They had businesses, they had land, they had family. But they stopped during the Civil Rights Movement, and they forgot. They lost their way. So that's what I'm talking about.
If you were the blacks, how would you have destroyed it?
Huh?
If you were the blacks, how would you have destroyed
it? I would have told them that.
The company.
I would have told them what?
How would you have destroyed Bond if you were the blacks?
If I don't understand the question.
Never mind. Okay.
If I were black, how would I destroy Bond?
Yeah. If you were one of them.
I would have been needing government programs. I would have been using the word racism. I would be blaming white people for the black problems. I would be doing crazy stuff like that.
I get it. Thank you, Popcorn.
I think I answered that. Thank you.
Joey bought 5 coffees. You guys need to make a shirt that says it's in the word. God bless you guys from Joe and Casey.
Thank you. It's in the word. Amazing. Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus. Every morning I thanks the white man for breathing his air.
Right on.
He also says.
Be grateful.
Uncle Ruckus also says with another, don't give your money to the blacks.
That's right. Amazing. It's a bond.
Blunt Wit says, get a haircut and get a real job, dirty hippies. Happy Friday, everyone.
Coffee get yourself emoji. An Amerifro, not an Afro. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Blunt Wit Jesus says, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Let me thank you all. Because of time.
Okay.
Let me go to David out of Chicago. David, welcome to the show. Because of time, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, David. We have about a minute and a half.
All right, gotcha. I'll speed run through this.
Okay.
So how do you deal with family squabbles? Especially when they
Turn off the show.
All right, okay.
Real fast.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. How do you deal with family squabbles? Like problems and issues you have with families when they tend to constantly try to push you down for no reason?
And number one, you stay away from them. Don't be angry, but have nothing to do with them. And number two, don't give them your money or your time. Just work on you. You're not obligated to do anything for them at all. Your obligation is to work on yourself so you can overcome your father's state. And then the light of God will show you how to help others.
All right.
But
that sounds good.
Yeah, get away from there. I don't care who it is, your mama, your daddy, your adult children, your wife. Just stay away from them. Don't be angry and work on you.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, Jesse, but that'll mean I'll be on the bench because, I mean, I'm kind of slightly dependent on them at the moment.
Get yourself a job so you don't have to. How old are you?
I'm, I forgot. 30-something.
Why did you get a job?
I mean, I've been looking on Indeed, you know. But
no, you ain't been looking. Go to McDonald's, go to car wash, cut grass. You can get a job, man.
I got you. Yeah, I'm still trying every day.
And so you need them. That's why they can do that to you.
Right, right, right. That's, you know.
Well, you can't play. Gotcha. You can't complain when you need them.
Well, I mean, in a sense, no. But, I mean, at the same time, emotionally, I don't understand that.
Forgive them, but get yourself a job and then get out on your own, all right?
Okay, I got you, man. I want to let you go. Thank you.
All right. Super chat.
Super chat.
So callous on Cash App, the word employee replaced the word slave.
Nice.
Pastor Chatelier gifted 5 subscriptions on
Thank
Rumble.
You, Pastor. Amazing.
Uncle Ruckus with yet another Do Not Trust the Blacks with Your Friday.
That's for sure.
Emilio De Los says, our government had sold us down the river years ago.
Yeah, and Donald Trump is bringing us back.
Francesco on X. Hi from Italy.
Hey, way over there. I appreciate you. Nice. Thank you.
And Grateful Blessed, when you drink too much water, it actually pulls minerals out of your bones.
I heard that.
You got to have salt in there with minerals in it.
Yep, I heard that. But I'm talking about how they've been convinced these folks to walk around with water. That's mind-blowing. Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus, bat pee is the healthiest, he says.
What?
Bat pee is the healthiest.
Bat pee? I ain't know the bat pee.
Indeed.
Now they already turned upside down.
Right.
Thank you.
Did God, asks Aaron G,
ask,
create human beings that would never return to him?
What?
Did God create human beings who would never return to him?
Only those that don't want to return. So yes, there are people who would never return to the Father.
Uncle Ruckus says Jesus added alcohol to water to sanitize it.
No, why? Thank you.
And Commander Kim, if everyone in California carrying water, why didn't they help put the fires out? What the?
That's a good point. Derek, go put the fire out.
And we'll have to read the rest of your super chats tomorrow, guys.
Right.
Or Monday or whenever.
Thank you all. I'll see you at church on Sunday. The Hate Report, and then Father's Day, and then the American Academy, and then bye. Thank you for your support. Amazing. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.